A 26-year-old man who raped a woman with a bottle in a garden shed 5 years ago has been jailed for 8 years. Jonathan Moran from Towerview in Mullingar in County Westmeath denied the charge but was found guilty by a jury last month. His victim, Blanid Raleigh, waived her anonymity to allow Moran to be named in the reporting of the case. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more. Paul, what happened to Blanid Raleigh?
Blanid Raleigh had been attending the Arts Festival in Galway with a friend on the 21st of July 2019 when they happened to bump into Jonathan Moran and other people from their hometown of Mullingar. Everybody seemed to be getting on very well, and her friend left with someone else she knew while Miss Raleigh remained with the group and decided later to go back to the Airbnb that Jonathan Moran was staying in. So later in the evening, the couple went into a garden shed on the property. She went with Jonathan Moran, as the judge described today, presumably so they could have more privacy together. However, once she was in the shed with him, the door was shut and she was not able to open it. He attacked her, he molested her, and he attempted to have sex with her. He then forced her head against the shed door and raped her with a bottle. She was unable to move or get a grip on anything, and she was effectively trapped in the shed. She was later found by three people in a disoriented state who guided her and brought her to a Garda station. She made a statement and told the Gardaí what happened. They responded immediately, and the garden shed was preserved as a crime scene within minutes of her arrival at the station when she said what happened to her. Now, Moran then subsequently claimed that the sexual activity on the night had been consensual and denied that he had used any implement in assaulting Blanid Raleigh. However, forensic tests were taken at the scene. DNA was found on three plastic bottles following a forensic examination of the shed, and Miss Raleigh had been left with extensive physical injuries that required months of treatment in the sexual assault unit. Now, Moran pleaded not guilty, continued to deny what he did, pleaded not guilty during the trial. However, he was convicted by a jury, and today Mr. Justice Hunt sentenced him to 9 years in prison with the final year suspended.
Tell us about what Mr. Justice Tony Hunt had to say today.
He was quite strong in his comments. He described Jonathan Moran's conduct as appalling and incomprehensible, and he said, "I still don't know what he had in his mind. To treat another human being like this," he said, "was beyond the pale and totally unacceptable." He said everybody has their dignity, and the way she was treated was very difficult to understand and completely and utterly beyond the pale. He described it as an abuse of trust. He said there's always abuses of trust in these cases, but clearly she trusted Jonathan Moran to a point, that was flagrantly abused, and he said there has to be a deterrent aspect to a sentence like this. He also said the fact that Moran had continued to deny what he had done and had pleaded not guilty meant that he had lost significant mitigation and exposed himself to a larger and a longer sentence, but that was his decision, and the consequences of that had to follow. He also spoke a lot about consent, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt did. He said he couldn't emphasise enough that it was something that must be looked for, and if people don't consent and other people proceed, they do so at their peril. He said it was very important to bear in mind consent, and he said perhaps if Mr. Moran's case and the consequences for him could be illustrated to younger people, it might make a difference, because the consequences are very severe. And he also said that these consequences tend to fall on people who have previously no engagement with the criminal justice system, like Jonathan Moran. And he said it was important that people don't find themselves in the position that he is now in and has put himself in, and has also put people like Blanid Raleigh in the situation that she was in. Now, afterwards, Blanid Raleigh, who had waived her anonymity to allow us to report this case and name Jonathan Moran, spoke to us outside and gave her reaction to today's sentencing.
I think, you know, it's a good sentence given, you know, the normal sentences that people have gotten sort of in recent times. I think it's a good, strong sentence. I kind of take the view I've done a 5-year sentence already. I'm going to continue to do a sentence. So the custodial sentence never really meant a lot for me. It was more the validation from the court that you're believed and we know this happened and you can't avoid this any longer. So, but I am happy with the sentence.
You said during your victim impact statement that you wanted to put the shame back on him.
Yeah.
Do you think you've done that?
Yeah, I think so. I think I get great comfort from people knowing what he did. I think, and that's probably from a selfish point of view, that, you know, locally and stuff like that, he's walked around locally with his head held high and continued to play his rugby and socialise in his rugby club and continue with his job. And now all these people know exactly what he had been doing and what he was hiding during that time. You know, when I was locked away, not doing anything, when I was totally isolated in the aftermath of that, and that brings me great comfort.
Was it a difficult decision to waive your anonymity? It was an extremely brave decision. Was it difficult for you?
It was something that I gave a lot of thought to, and I kind of thought I had spent so many, you know, these nights, sleepless nights where I couldn't sleep or was worried, and I'd read cases and I never was able to put a face to a case or say, you know, this has happened to somebody the same age as me, or, you know, a lot of the cases I read were historical cases and equally as horrific, but nobody was like me. And I thought if I can do it and at least offer comfort to one person sitting at home at night when they can't sleep or whatever, and they say, well, she's like me, or she, you know, she looks like me, or she has the same kind of lifestyle and she's made it this far, you know, I thought, well, if I can give somebody that bit of comfort, you know.
Because the judge said today what he did was actually not only appalling, but incomprehensible.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, this guy has no previous convictions. This guy is in good employment. This guy has sports. He played rugby in Mullingar. As you said yourself, he walked around the town with his head held high.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have had a very, very difficult impact on you.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most traumatic parts of it, was his life continued to be completely normal. Mine was shattered. Everything that I knew and loved and, you know, was then taken away from me, and his life remained so normal. So, and that was something in the trial, I always hoped I'd get a reason for why he had done this, like that there would be something, not that it would make it any better, but it would make it understandable that there was a reason for what he had done. And I think Judge Tony Hunt also found it equally as upsetting that he, this far on, we still don't know why. He hasn't commented on it.
That's Blanid Raleigh speaking with our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds outside court earlier today.